Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You probably know my face from social media, but if you don't, this podcast is a perfect crash course in getting to know me. Some weeks I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely guests and we discuss some really interesting topics. And the rest of the time, it's just little old me, usually dumping my trauma on you or having some sort of rant. And spoiler alert, a lot of them are unhinged, although if you follow me on social media, I don't think you'll be too shocked by that. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, buckle up and get ready for the ride because it's chaos. Right, I'm sure you're sick of listening to the intro, so enough of me, let's get into the podcast. Hello guys, and welcome back to episode 76 of Unscripted. Big news guys, I gave up smoking last night. Yeah, I did. 10 o'clock last night was my last cigarette. It is now 1:20 the next day. I want to kill somebody. I want to pull my hair out. And I have been crying all day for absolutely no reason. Now, I know people are going to say, I've moved to a vape, right? And I know so many people are like, vaping is worse. I have done so much research. Vaping is worse if you're a non-smoker and you just start smoking vapes. That's obviously bad because why are you doing that? Why are you not smoking cigarettes and then deciding that you want to smoke flavoured fucking air and giving yourself a nicotine addiction? But I've done so much research too. Is it better if a smoker goes to vapes? And it's like 100 times better. Like your lungs start regenerating themselves and everything, and your oxygen levels increase. And basically my plan, because I put it on Instagram and so many people are like, don't do it, Niamh, it's worse. It's like, how in your brain is it worse? Like when you smoke a cigarette, you're putting tar on your fucking lungs. It's full of carcinogenics. I am a firm person that's like, vaping is worse if you've never smoked a day in your life and you pick up a vape and you get addicted to nicotine through a vape. Yes. But if you're a smoker, trust me, I'm a heavy smoker, chain smoker, like 20 to 30 cigarettes a day, chain smoker. There's nothing worse. Like there's actually nothing worse. And it got to the point, girls, like recently I've been noticing that I have a wheeze and like I'm coughing all the time. I have a persistent cough. If I'm lying on my back, I'm coughing. And I just feel like I'm never getting enough air in my lungs. So I'm like, because I've started running and I'm really into fitness and my health and everything now, I think it just felt wrong that like I'm so into this and I'm so healthy in every other way. Like my diet is so good. I go to the gym, I run, and then I'm coming home and having a smoke. And it just felt like this is like, I shouldn't be doing this. So my plan is go on the vape and start down in the nicotine week on week, because I cannot go cold turkey, girls. I'm telling you, I know so many of you are like, I went cold turkey. Good for fucking you. Good for you. I can't. So there's no way. Like I'm already, Lauren, I'm a lunatic just on the vape. Never imagine I went cold turkey like.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine that.
Never.
No.
I could never. I'd end up in the docus. Like I'd murder someone and it would probably be Alex. Like nobody would be safe. So my plan is to just down. I was speaking to a girl actually on Instagram, if she's listening, thank you so much. And she smoked 50 cigarettes a day.
Oh my God.
50 cigarettes a day. And she went on the vape. And week on week, she downed the nicotine of the vape till she got to 5%. And then she was like, this is pointless. So she went on the no nicotine. And then she was able to just be like, fuck this. Like, I'm not even smoking anymore and give it up. So that's my plan, is just to week on week down the dosage of the nicotine and slowly wean myself off it. I just feel like it's the easiest way. And I know so many people disagree and they're like, the vape is so accessible, but I'm actually treating the vape like it's a cigarette. Like I've been going outside to have a vape. I haven't just been vaping, sitting here in the studio or whatever. I know you can't anyway, but like I'm trying to make a conscious effort to treat it the same as a cigarette. Go outside for 2 minutes, have a vape, come back in. So it's not constantly in my hand, because I think that's the danger with a vape, that it's so accessible and available that you can just smoke it all day long. And
yeah, I find that with like my friends that would have, like, especially when you go for a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're just constantly like
pulling on the vape all the time. Yeah. Exactly. I just text Alex. I said it's 15 hours. He goes, well done. How are you feeling?
We've been in here for what, 3 hours? And every hour Niamh has given us an hourly update on off the smokes.
Yeah. I'm like, because I'm counting the hours, because I'm like, do you know what, this, no matter what, this is the biggest achievement ever for me, because I've never gone this long without a cig. Like, lads, when I get up in the morning, I have 3 smokes in the first
one after the other.
So I have a smoke, Then I make my breakfast. I have another smoke. Then I chill for a few after my breakfast and I have another smoke. And this is all within...
So they're essentially one after the other.
Yeah, because I've gone all night without one. I need like three to build up all the nicotine in my... So this morning was really difficult for me. Like, oh, I'm going to even cry. This is what I mean.
Oh, don't cry.
I keep crying for no reason. It this morning was so hard. And it's really hard now. Like, do you know, looking back, I'm like, I wish, like, my mom done this such the wrong thing when she found out. So I started smoking out of spite, right? My mom smoked my whole life around me. It was blown in our house because she'd smoke at the back door. She'd smoke with us in the car. She smoked while she was pregnant on me, like heavily smoked, right? So I grew up my whole life being around cigarettes and just monkey see, monkey do. So I started smoking when I was 13. My mom found the smokes in my room. She went ape shit. Started ripping them up, going crazy. She never sat me down and was like, this is going to do this. It's going to age your skin. It's going to take years off your life. It's going to destroy your lungs. You're going to spend... If I knew that I'd... Guys, I spend €50 every 2 days on cigarettes.
But that's probably because she didn't want to admit that to herself either. Exactly. If she was a heavy smoker.
But it was hypocritical because she was smoking at the time. So then that made me be like, fuck you. You're smoking, telling me that I can't smoke. I'm going to keep... And if she had just had that conversation with me, it could have been so different. That's why I'm like, if I ever find my kids smoking or vaping, I'm going to handle it with love and not with anger. Because anger just pushes the child to rebel, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I get you.
But it's just the worst thing. And if there's anybody listening to this that's a teenager, do not... It's not really cool anymore to smoke, and it's kind of vaping is the thing now. Do not I think vapes are great for smokers that are giving up cigarettes, because it's a it's not healthy, but it's a healthier option. It's a option that's better. But don't just randomly start vaping, guys. Like, and don't start randomly consuming nicotine products, and don't start randomly fucking smoking. Like, it's honestly not one bit cool. There's nothing cool about it. It's never cool to be addicted to a substance. And giving up nicotine, I'm pretty sure, is harder than giving up a lot of drugs. Like, giving up nicotine is so difficult because it's a socially acceptable thing to smoke, yeah? Like, if I was to go out on the street and start fucking putting... I don't know, smoking crack, everyone would be like, oh, what you like, it wouldn't be acceptable socially. Smoking is. So that makes it even harder to give it up, because everyone around you is like... I went out there to have a vape outside, someone was standing smoking a cigarette beside me. That's not their fault, like, I'm not saying that at all, but like, that is so difficult for me to give up when I'm smelling cigarettes.
You're surrounded by it
on my first day, you know what I mean? So
at least you're being put to the test early on, is what I will
say.
I
know, and I just really want to stick with it. Like, I know I've tried before, guys, and I've failed, but this time I'm so determined. Like, I really want to stick with it. I really don't want to fail. If I fail, I fail, and I'll try again. But I really, really don't want to fail. And I see an out with the vape that I don't see with the cigarette. You can't down your dosage of a cigarette. You can't cut down on cigarettes. I don't care what anyone says. So many people said to me, would you not just cut down? You can't. I've tried, you can't. If you're smoking, you're smoking, and that's it. There's no cutting down. There's no, I'll just give myself 3 cigarettes a day. No, because you're keeping the addiction there. You're keeping that cigarette addiction there. Whereas with the vapes, I see an out, because it's like, I can down the nicotine. I can subconsciously do this. So please, if you're one of these people that's going to message me and be like, don't do it, it's so much worse, please don't bother. Don't bother your arse, because there's nothing worse than my lungs, right? I actually would love to have a lung scan right now. They are black. They are covered in tar. And I know it, because when I'm running, yeah, after I stop running, this is so TMI, I don't feel the effects while I'm running. I feel the effects when I stop. I am nearly getting sick. I'm coughing that much for at least half an hour. And it's all mucus coming up. Why? Because when I'm running, it's disturbing the mucus in my lungs. That is all over my lungs from smoking, and because I'm smoking tar. And then when I stop running, it's all coming up. So I think the running has really been what scared me to like be like, I need to stop this, because if this is happening to me, can I imagine how much is actually on my lungs? Like, how bad they really are? If like running causes me to be in nearly getting sick. Anyway, so I'll keep you updated, guys, week on week. And yeah, from like next week, I'm going to start. I think I'll go like a week just... main focus, give up the cigarettes, maybe even 2 weeks, main focus, no cigarettes. And then I'm going to start week on week going from 20 of nicotine to 18,
What's the highest vape you can get that's closest to a cigarette?
Oh, very high. But the one I'm smoking right now is 20, which isn't even taking the fucking...
It's not taking the edge off?
No, not. And do you know the thing is, when you're addicted to cigarettes, I have always said my whole life, and I'm so sorry, guys, people that just start vaping are weirdos to me, okay? Because as a cigarette smoker, blueberry sour raspberry flavored air does not do anything to me. It's like I'm smoking a sweet. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think vapes are amazing. Snus is amazing. All these things are amazing tools for people that are smoking and want to give it up. But like, some of my friends never smoked a day in their life and now they vape. I'm like, what are you doing? And Alex vapes from time to time, never smoked a cigarette in his life. I'm like, what are you doing? You're destroying your lungs for some, just eat a sweet. Just eat a fucking sweet. Also, I do know it's an addiction, and I think with vapes, it's a big thing of peer pressure. Everybody does it, so why won't I do it? I also think they're so accessible. They taste so nice, so they're not... When you smoke a cigarette, you know that's fucking burning the lungs off you. It doesn't taste nice. It doesn't... It's not a nice taste. It's not a... You like the taste because you're addicted, but it's not nice. And it's not like, oh, I'd love to eat a cigarette. You know what I mean? It's not that vibe, whereas vapes are. So yeah, for me as a cigarette smoker, a vape is just not it for me. It doesn't hit anything. And I think as well, it's the mental of like, I like the taste of a cigarette. I want a cigarette. Like, anyway, guys, I will keep you updated week on week on how this is going. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I have to say. Please don't send me in about how bad vapes are. Guys, it's one step at a time, and it's a huge step from smoking cigarettes. And anybody who smokes knows how big of a step and how hard it is to get off the cigarettes and on to vapes. I think a lot of smokers tell themselves, because I did this, I think a lot of smokers tell themselves vapes are so much worse. And it's to justify the fact that they smoke. And it's like, yeah. Oh, well, you know, we don't know. You know, there's doctors say, no, they don't. There's no doctors saying, keep smoking, don't do a vape. There's no doctors saying that. That is not true. Nobody is saying that. But people say these things to themselves to justify, oh, well, I'll keep smoking cigarettes because vapes are worse anyways. Sorry, no offense if anybody's listening and has that opinion. I'm not coming from a place of malice. I said all these things because, and you know why I said them? Because I wanted to justify why I should keep smoking cigarettes. That was why I said them. But yeah, I think it's all about mindset, and I think I'm there now. I want to quit, and I'm like, I think that's half the battle. Because I've always said, I've come on the podcast 2 weeks ago and said I can't picture myself quitting smoking because I just don't want to.
You also said you'd never run.
I also said I'd never run, and I said I'd never drive, and I'm doing all of that, so I am going to quit smoking.
You are going to do it. This is the most driven I've ever seen.
Lads, you just don't understand how hard it is. Honestly, it feels like I'm giving up crack. Like, honestly, like, it feels like I'm an addict giving up. Like, and it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling being so reliant on something that you know is killing you. Like, it's so bad. Like, God, do you know what? I have so much respect for people that are actually drug addicts and give it up, because if nicotine is this hard, can you imagine heroin? Can you imagine crack? That, imagine trying to give them up if nicotine is this fucking hard, like, you know. So I have so much respect for people that have fallen into addiction and then given it up and said not, they're not going to do it anymore, because it's honestly, it's the hardest thing ever to even give up nicotine. You know what I mean? I can't imagine. Thank God I've never taken crack. Thank fucking God, because I have an addictive personality. I'd probably be giving that up as well. Anyways, guys, let's get into today's episode. We have a very exciting guest in the studio today. We have the gorgeous and hilariously funny Shauna Heaney. Shauna, do you want to intro yourself for anybody that mightn't know? Yeah, I feel like everyone knows you. But...
Right, well, I'm Shauna. I'm 23 and I just do a little bit of TikTok, a little bit of Instagram, and that's just me, really.
And how did you first get into... Because I remember, I think the first video I ever seen of you was definitely a story time. And the way you tell the stories is so unique as well. Like, it's not like anyone else does story
time. I talk so, so fast, and I feel like speed keeps people in. Like, if you're not talking fast, people aren't interested.
They're asleep. Yes. And you talk with your hands.
I just done it there.
Yeah.
I literally just done it there. I'm like, this. Yeah, I need to talk with my hands. It shows a bit of personality.
Mm-hmm.
My story times, I love saying a good story time, a good rant. I'm just interested in that. And when I see that on my For You page on TikTok, I'm like, I'm looking at it. But when people talk too slow, I'm speeding that up.
Yeah, 2x speed.
Yes, but if people put 2x speed on me, you wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't even understand it. My brain is gone, like, over TikTok. I have to put everything in fucking 2x speed.
My attention span out the window.
Do you remember we used to be watching like half an hour long YouTube
videos?
Like I could never now.
No, I couldn't.
Like never.
I actually couldn't.
And how did you first get into social media? Like what was it that actually made you be like, I'm going to post my own video?
Do you know what? I actually don't know like a certain point, but me and my boyfriend went to Florida in 2024 and I just got a Wingstop and I said, you know what? I'll set my phone up, do a video, I'll post it on TikTok and see how it does. And I actually done well. I think I got like 200,000 views for my first ever video.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, in fairness, I did post a few little kind of TikToks before that, but never talking videos.
Yeah.
So that was my first one. And then I'm a little clout chaser. When I seen them lights coming in, I said, oh, let me post another one, please.
I always say that when people are like, what made you keep... Because I'm the same. I posted one video and it done really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was just an egomaniac then. I was like, I need all of these likes. And
I'm attention seeking.
Yeah.
I'm actually in attention.
But I think with everyone, it's like that. It's like a dopamine rush at the beginning where it's like, oh my God, I'm getting all these likes.
Literally. So that was the first point. And then I done that video and I was like, what else can I post? Because it was kind of coming towards the end of the Florida trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Walmart and I got a few bits, done a little haul. I was doing that.
I was like,
who wants to see what chocolate we got?
Who wants to see what cereal?
As if anybody gave a fuck.
Yeah, but
I was like, yous are going to know. Yous are going to know my shopping.
I love watching American Haul, so.
Same.
There's a niche for it.
There is, but I feel like I didn't even know how to edit then. Yeah. I was putting up a Wingstop video. I think it was like 6 minutes long, just me slurping, didn't edit at now, didn't care. But now looking back on it, I'm like, oh Jesus, I would have edited this bit out. So I'm a bit more particular now with my videos. But that's how it kind of starts.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of found my love for it. When all the likes came in, I said,
same.
It's a bit of me.
Same.
Yeah.
People are like, is there a meaning why you started? I'm like, no, I just like the clout.
And I feel like food, women doing food, taste tests and all. I feel like it wasn't that popular then. It was mostly like men. So I was like, you know what? There's a little gap in the market here. Let me just do a few food videos. So then am I shouting in this?
No.
All right.
I talk really loud anyway. So Lauren has the mics at like.
I was like, am I shouting?
Don't worry.
But where was I?
You're as bad as me. Gap in the market. Food, women video.
Yes, yeah. very good listening skills there now. So I was like, right, we'll do that. We'll go out. My boyfriend had a car. I was like, we'll go out on that. We'll go to these random places, get food, do a taste test. Bob's your uncle, Vanny's your aunt. Perfect.
Yeah.
Done that. And then I started getting like CapCut, editing it all properly, posting it. They were doing well. And then I just kept kind of doing them. And then I don't know when I started doing the story times and work. I think it was probably like 5 or 6 months into it. But the food started first, then the story times, and now it's just a mix of everything.
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 And come here, speaking of your boyfriend driving, I recently started driving, so I've been watching all content about driving.
Yeah.
I was in tears at the video of you driving your fella's car. You moved it like 2 centimetres and then you were like, no, I'm done.
No, it was so bad. And you know what? I actually passed my theory test when I was 18, started lessons straight away, finished the whole 12 of them. And here
never
I am now, no car, no driving experience since 18, I'm 23 now.
Do you think you'll ever drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was my year. I was like, this is the year I'm going to get a car. I'm going to get back into driving.
Yeah.
Because like it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Taking the piss, isn't it?
Yeah. And did you do manual?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so hard.
I feel like I need to do automatic.
Yeah, I did automatic.
I panic. I'm looking at the road there like that and then I have to worry about a girl.
That's what I can't cope with. It's like, I'm just a girl. Like, this is too much for me. Like,
yes.
So the automatic, it's like a go-kart. Like, you drive an automatic, Lauren, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
And automatic. Is it much easier?
So much easier.
Like a go-kart.
Yeah. It's just stop and go. Stop and start.
And there's just no hand, nothing?
No.
Mine has a little gear stick, but like, it's not like a gear stick that you have to move into gear. You literally move it. Like
drive.
You move it back, so like it's in neutral and then it's in park and then you can move it back to drive and then move it back to reverse.
Perfect.
And mine doesn't even, mine has buttons.
Does
D
it?
For drive or for reverse. Prindle.
See, this is what I need. I need something to break it down for me.
Oh, so easy. Yeah. I'm telling you. Now people go, don't get an automatic license because then you can never drive.
Oh
anymore.
Yeah.
That's the whole fucking point. I told them I want to.
Whole point. Literally. But yeah, with the driving, to be fair, I didn't really, my driving instructor, he was 76.
Oh God.
Come on now. You're touching on. Every time we'd actually drive out by Dean's Grange Cemetery, every time we drive by every week, he'd say to me, I'm next in line for there. Fucking morbid. I'm just here to do my driving lesson and that's it, okay?
Yeah.
And then I remember one time I said to him, he was just chatting away to me, you know, and he started asking me, do you have much money in the post office? Zero money in the post office. And then I'd ask him questions about his wife. And I remember one time I was in grey form and he looked at me and he was like, I think you should just mind your own fucking business.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Shana,
and then I felt like a gobshite then because I was like, All right, yeah.
Oh, my. And was he driving. Serious?
Serious, didn't tell me about his wife. Oh, whatever I wanted to know, God. Yeah. Mm.
That's like, why do that to someone on a driving lesson?
Might name drop him and nobody go here. Nobody go
here. Oh, that's horrible. And to be honest, I feel like no offense, but like 76 being a driving instructor, like, is a bit mad. It's like weird. You're really gone by retirement there.
Yeah, like, come on. Like 10 years.
Yeah, you're like,
hop on.
Yeah. go and play golf or something, like, at that point.
No, literally, that was about 5 years ago now. So who knows? You might not even be here with us anymore.
Well, I'm going to manifest for Sean at start driving, but I was in tears. I couldn't stop laughing. Did you stall the car and then you moved to forward?
I don't know.
Something?
I panicked. There was a truck in front of me. Now, the truck was parked. There was no one in it, but I was nervous. No.
The truck was parked.
No, I was nervous.
I thought you meant there was a truck driving in front of you.
No, it was parked just down at the Shelley Bank. I said, no, I'm done.
That
I can't.
So
and then he was kind of stressing me out. I was like, do you know what? Let's just not do this today.
Men with their cars, like, they're so. But now, when Alex drives my car, so Alex is a lunatic. Like, right. Alex got banned off the road, like, from driving. Oh. Everyone knows that, so I can say it, but Alex got banned. Like, his license revoked. Okay, so he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
And he had to get in my car just to move it a few times. Mm. And even just moving it 1 inch. Foot to the floor. I'm like, are you all right? Get out. Get out.
And it's only new as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out. I don't trust you one bit.
But
like,
you know what? Sorry, can I say one more thing now about that driving thing?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear people that say they were doing their driving lessons and instead of grabbing the gear stick, they grabbed the man's wheelie?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, and the leg and all.
How big is the wheelie? Like, at this stage, are you for real?
No, but how? I feel like they have to make that up.
They have to.
Because the gear stick's here. The wheelie is going
to
be...
The wheelie's over. Well, 76 year old would say it's nowhere.
Nowhere to be seen.
Oh, seriously? No. That just popped into my head.
Yeah, they have to be making it up. There's
have
no way.
To be. Because I remember someone saying to me, now make sure you don't grab his wheelie. And then I was paranoid then, like, oh Jesus,
yeah,
imagine
making
I did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Looking down every time.
Yeah, but then when I was looking, I was like, this is miles away. This is miles away. That's not gonna go near.
Well, there's no chance you finding your man's only.
Absolutely not.
Fucking 76, it's tiny. So you're also in college full time.
Yeah.
What are you doing in college?
Accounting and finance.
My cousin's an accountant.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, when I say that out loud, I'm like, people never put that degree with me. I do think that's a little bit boring, in my opinion.
No, that's like, you're giving Elle Woods. You're giving Elle Woods energy. Yeah. And you know, now that I see you and how, like, formal you're dressed and all, you're an accountant.
Really?
You are that girl. Yeah.
Oh,
my cousin. My cousin's an accountant. Yeah. And, like, now I... Story about me about accountancy. I think I have dyscalculia. Like, I was never diagnosed, but I did foundation maths in school for my leaving cert. Could not do accounting, couldn't do anything with numbers. It just swam around. It never made sense. So, my fifth and sixth year, my accountancy teacher allowed me and would only allow me to do open book exams. So, while everyone else was sitting in exam, I'd be allowed my book open. That's how bad I was.
That was nice, though, of him to do that.
Then I got a no grade. In accountancy.
Failed.
Failed. No
and
grade.
No
like
book?
Below 10% in my leaving cert.
With an open book?
No, not.
Oh, right. Leaving cert. Okay. Okay, that's fair enough.
But I was so bad. So now when I look at people doing accounting, like, accounting's fucking hard. You have to be so smart.
No. Say it louder for the people in the back.
Like, it's so hard.
It is so hard. But you know what? I done it in leaving cert and my leaving cert accounting teacher, an angel. The only teacher I will ever talk good about. He was a saint.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved him. And he kind of gave me I wouldn't say a passion. I don't think I have a passion for accountancy. But I liked it.
Yeah.
And then when I came out of school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So you obviously have to fill in your CAO. And I put accounting and finance down.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to be a midwife. So I was like,
I wanted to be a
yes
midwife.
I just think it's so cute.
Yeah.
So I was like, do you know what I'll do? I'll go into a year PLC in healthcare, see if I like it. So I done maternity healthcare in the Liberties College.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I done placement in one of the maternity hospitals as well. Loved the placement. It was so cute. You got to bat all the new little babies.
Yeah.
And like speak with all the new mammies and daddies. Yeah. And it was just so, so good. But I kind of looked at it and thought, I don't know if I'd like this full time. Because if you're thinking of it long term, like if you have your own kids or whatever, you can't really be doing them hours.
Yeah.
Like people are wanting Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. I ain't doing that.
And it's also a hard, like, do you know what really puts me off midwifery is you think of all the good it's not only good.
No.
There's also
no,
bad.
No, 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 yeah.
That's where I'm like, I'm so soft. Like, it would destroy me.
No,
like,
same.
I know, it's like, a midwife isn't going through it. It's the parent that's going through it. But it's still like, people think about all the good. There's so much bad to it as well.
So much.
Like,
it's probably 50-50 as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably a lot of bad as well as good. But that was very insightful when I went into the hospital to see all that, because I did really enjoy it. But I was like, is this where the money is? That's all I was thinking when I was 18, 19. This isn't where the money is. Social media wasn't even a thing for me then. But yeah, so I done that for the year, passed that, done really well in them exams or whatever we had there. And then I went into accounting and finance then in my college now. And I'm on my fourth year now, I'm nearly finished.
Oh, amazing.
I'm literally on the home stretch.
And I love that you did both. I love that you were like, I'm not just going to pick one just to pick one. I'm going to do both and experience which I prefer.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people have the common sense to do that, I feel.
No.
Like, that was a really good decision. And accountancy is so... Guys, I can't even tell you how fucking... If anybody didn't do accountancy in school, it's like, I actually wanted to bang my head off a table.
It is hard.
Like,
it really is hard. Oh. But in college, I loved first and second year. It was kind of like, you know, you're only getting into it. It was the start of it. And then third year, we had an internship. Loved the internship. That was actually only this time last year. So it was for 6-7 months I'd done it. And I loved it. But I just don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel bad saying that out loud, but I just don't.
Yeah.
And I think now that I'm like doing a little that bit better on social media and everything, I'm like, I just love this
creating.
Kind of side. I feel like it just shows me personality more. Whereas when you're in an office, you can't really be shown your proper personality.
Yeah.
You kind of have to put a little front on and, oh, like, I'm in a blazer and let's talk numbers. And I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't give a shit.
Like,
but you come across as a very creative, like, there's different, I think people when they think creative, they think somebody that's like drawing pictures or making music. No, like, a lot of people are creative in terms of social media. Like, they want to go on and express themselves and talk. Like, I used to work in an office job and now I'm like, I could never.
Could you
not? I could never now. No. Number one, social media is far more lucrative. But number two, it's like, I enjoy the freedom to just be me. I feel like in so many jobs, you're tied to being a representation of that company.
And you have one life.
Yeah.
I noticed also, I won't name where I done the internship, obviously, but everyone was so lovely. But I remember in that kind of field of work, I was looking at people and thinking, would I like to switch lives with any of these right now?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. And then I remember another time, not in the internship, something else, someone was working in an office and I remember they were like obsessing over a 3-day holiday. I don't know where they were going. I think it was Portugal or something, but they were like so obsessing over that. I was thinking, that's the highlight of your year.
Yeah.
If that's someone's highlight of their fair play, but
that's not
what
you
I want. I just don't really think I'd want that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want to be working in an office Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Like, I'm a talker. I need to be socialising with people. Yap, 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 yap.
You'd have the clients on the phone for like an hour telling life
stories.
No,
I would. I would. Like, hey, do you know what actually happened to me this weekend?
What?
Like, I wouldn't. No, I'm saying that's what I'd say to the
client. Oh, yeah.
You're like, what happened to
me? What happened, Jonna?
No, but that is what I'd be like, I just need to talk. And the fact that you'd have to sit there on a desk for that many hours a day, typing, doing whatever, I just don't think that that's for me.
Yeah.
Also a point of where I think I have undiagnosed ADHD that I've spoken about a few times, but I'm like, when I was in the office, I kind of noticed that a bit more. And I'm like, I'm definitely on the spectrum.
The concentration, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. See,
so
that's
bad.
Where like, I'm like, the thoughts of sitting and having to, like, even a profit and loss balance sheet, whatever. Mine never balanced. Mine was miles off. Mine was one side a million, the other side €3. Like, it was because I couldn't concentrate.
I know.
I just could not concentrate. And that's where I'm like my cousin that's an accountant, very type A.
Okay.
Very, like, complete opposite of me. But, like, also not, we're best friends, but, like, very, very type A. And it suits her to a T.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I could never, like, she does my accounts. So I'm like, good luck to you.
But then again, what you do might not suit her.
Oh, no.
Teach, you know
she
what I mean?
Could
like,
never.
It's totally different.
Yeah, she'd rather jump off a building than do what I do. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I think it depends on what type of person you are.
Exactly.
And like, I totally get what you're saying in terms of you don't want to be kind of tied down to an office desk because so many people would love to be tied down to an office desk. But I could never.
No, me. I'm glad I have that option. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do have
You have
option
every
there.
Option. You have midwifery account in social media. This bitch is fucking grand. If social media, nobody better be saying, well, what are you going to do when social media goes to her? She has bleeding a million degrees.
No, literally. But I'm glad that I can fall back on that if I need to. But just right now, I'm like finding my feet.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone in my class, like all my friends and stuff, they're kind of going into that stage of life now where they're starting graduate programs and all that. And I'm like, good for you. It's like, this is what you started. So you are going into something you really like.
Yeah.
And I did start that in something that I do really like, but now I found something that I really
I
love.
I like better.
And I'm like, this is where my heart is. You know, and you just feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor's my boyfriend, in case anyone doesn't know. He hypes me up two bits saying, this is for you. Like, and I think that also gives me that push because he sees the vision.
Yeah.
And then me ma obviously was a bit like, you know, oh yeah, like account, because she does that.
Yeah.
She's an accountant. And she obviously wanted that for me as well. And I wanted it for me. But now when she's seeing me doing social media, at first she was a bit,
yeah,
oh yeah, like, all right, fair enough, that's what I'm gonna do. Whereas now she sees it for me as well. She's like, no, this will be your life. So now that people around me are seeing it, I'm like, yes.
And that's just gonna push you more.
And it manifests that vision into a reality, doesn't it though?
And it's so, like, I don't think people realise how hard it is. Like, people say, oh, anyone could do social media. It takes no talent. Then why isn't everyone doing it? Then why isn't everybody having 100,000 followers on TikTok?
Yes.
Like, yeah, of course, everybody can make videos, but not everybody is watchable. Not everybody.
And not everybody can execute a video
and
well.
Not everybody can hold an audience. And people can for different reasons. Like, I'm a bit car crash TV. Then you're a great storyteller. And then my friend Dylan's great at doing skits. It's all different reasons. But like, not everybody is. This sounds really bad. Not everybody is interested enough. That's it. Like,
no, I wouldn't even say, like, it doesn't say that sounds bad, because it's the truth.
It is.
Like, people, I remember a girl saying to me, she was like, how would I start doing it? And like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but in the nicest way possible, find a personality. Find a personality, because Miss Girl, you don't have one.
Yeah. And you have to be, I think the key is that you have to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that are like, you know, do my makeup with me and it's all the same. Like, you have to be a bit of a lunatic.
You have to be a nut job. Yeah. You literally have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always say that, I'm like, if a camera was put into my house, I probably would be signed in somewhere. And I've accepted that, because people are seeing like the videos I'm posting and they're like, oh, she's unhinged. You think that's unhinged? Come into my front door.
Come and live with me.
Come and live with me. Come step inside my front door for just 1 hour.
Yeah.
1 hour of your time.
Yeah.
Take. And you'll run out crying your eyes out. I'm never going back in that fucking house ever again.
And do you see yourself going into social media full time?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I see you going into social media
full time.
Yeah. Do you know why, right? And I said the same thing to Olivia Spuds. It's so much harder now than when I started social media.
Really?
Like, so much harder, because there's way more people. When I started doing TikTok, it was still embarrassing. Like,
yeah.
People were still like, you're doing TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's so. Whereas now it's cool and everyone is trying to do it.
Yeah.
So it's so much harder now. But you have, same as Olivia Spuds, I know Olivia Spuds will make it because she's different. She has something different.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same thing. Oh, so you will make it. Like, you need to sit down, journal, manifest, write it all down, because you will 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
It will be your full. And it's, do you know what? It takes one day. Like, for me, I wasn't getting paid from social media for years because I did OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I quit OnlyFans still for a year.
Yeah.
Not a year, but a couple of months, wasn't making money on social media, got one brand deal, and then it just spiraled. And ever since, it's been my consistent income.
And I feel like once the ball starts rolling,
exactly,
it doesn't stop. Yeah.
That's all it takes, is one move, like a management agency or a brand reaching out.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like a snowball effect.
No, it literally is. And I feel like you can do all the journaling, all the manifestation, but you need to believe it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you genuinely, like, I could say, oh, I'm going to write this down and I want this in the future and I want that. But I actually genuinely believe it.
You have
to. I think once I have that bit of belief in myself, I'm like, that's where it starts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you believe, you even speaking it out loud is manifesting it.
Yeah.
It is.
This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I need only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
So you're like me. You like to torment your fella
videos.
But does Taylor actually take tormenting to get in the videos? Like, do you have to push him to get in your videos?
No, he's delighted. No, he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Loves a bit of fame.
Yeah.
Like, I was editing the video yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it. But when I was editing it, he was like, I edited his bit out. He's like, put her back in. I was like, all right. Oh. And he loves it. He loves being
Alex
in the videos.
Alex is the opposite. Alex,
is he?
See, I think Alex is at... So Alex is 30 now.
Right.
May. I think he's at that age group where, like, it's embarrassing. It's like, oh no. Do you know what as well? Alex is one big, huge teenage boy.
Right.
Like a big 30-year-old teenage boy, because he'll be like, can't let the lads see that.
Oh,
get a life.
Get a grip,
like,
Alex.
I do literally be like, you would want to go and get a life for yourself. Like, seriously. And number one, the lads, they might slag it. They don't care.
Who cares?
It's just lads being lads.
Literally.
Like, they don't care.
No, Taylor's the same. He works on a site. He's an electrician.
Oh, do they all say
it? Yeah, they do say it to him. We just say,
he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't. And I'm like, that's the best way to be, because who actually gives a flying fuck?
And he'll be laughing when he's living in a fucking...
Exactly.
Car and all.
Now, to be fair, right, some of the fellas I think that say it to him do be like, oh, senior boards video, boards. They love that word, don't they? Senior boards video, gas cracker. I'm like...
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, do they?
I actually think that they do so say, like the videos are good, you
nice,
know?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, but... No, wait, I said cracker there. I mean like cracker video, not me, cracker. Right, just to clear that, okay?
Alan Taylor, that
No, there'll be trouble. If you said that about me, you know what to do with them.
No. It's nice that they're saying, like, oh, the videos are funny. Because a lot of the time, I think the problem is a lot of the time fellas can be like, oh no, I wouldn't be doing that.
I'm sure people probably are saying that, but like...
But now I feel like as well... All the young lads now are posting on TikTok.
Yeah.
Every single one of them with their little slideshows and their fucking, darling, I told you.
Yeah.
The Montrex tracksuit. I swear to God, lads, please, will you stop with the Montrex tracksuits? Honestly.
Please.
Seriously. Like, I'm all for a nice tracksuit. We're Nike Tech.
Yeah.
Not the Montrex. They're so horrible.
Anyways. I hate the little windbreaker ones. And
oh, they're rotten.
Taylor has two of them. Not putting them on, will you? I just say, please, don't put them on you.
No, they're why do boys think they're fashionable? Like, do you know what? I don't even think they do. I think it's just once one does it.
Yeah,
and they all do it. Like, yeah.
It's exactly. A domino.
I love a Nike Tech though.
I used to.
No, you don't.
No, I think Taylor overworn his and I was like,
stop
for me.
Them.
They're not for me. He wears nice tracksuits now, you know, like the kind of... They're like Nike Techs, they don't have the tech on it.
Yeah.
Not funky, but like just plain colour, grey and black. They're the colours he wears. Yeah. That's it.
I love a grey tracksuit.
I'd
be like, Alex, get a grey tracksuit on you right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know why, but I just
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Okay, like, grey tracksuit won't be on you long. Take it back off you. Thanks very much.
How did you and Taylor actually meet? Because I know, so before the podcast started, you were telling me you're with him for basically your whole
6 years next month. Yeah.
Jesus
6 years nearly. So we were friends when we were 13. We used to hang around with each other. And he had a little Bieber flick and all.
Stop.
He was a little bit on the chubby side.
Yeah.
But not that much chubby when I hung around a little bit before that.
Yeah.
But he always says, you hung around with me when I looked like a butch lesbian. We laugh at that all the time. But yeah, so we were about 13 and we were friends, real good friends. And actually, I'll tell a story before I go into how we met properly.
Yeah.
When we were like 14, we were all out. And you know, in the summer, they kind of jump in like the water and all.
Yeah.
Now, at that stage, I couldn't swim. Wasn't jumping in. So I just went and attended and watched them and clapped for them.
Woo! Yeah.
And then they were all in my house getting changed. The group of friends we hung around with at the time. So there were boys and girls. And one of the boys robbed a bottle of vodka out of my house, okay? Now, bearing in mind, they were just getting change. Me being a nice person, asked, can they come in, get change? No problem. Stop. And Taylor actually told me, he ratted on his friend. He was
Stop.
Like, they were laughing all, you know, making a little laugh. Even the girls that were there were laughing. They knew, right? Sleeveins.
Yeah.
And he said to me, I was like, why are they all laughing at me? Gobshite over yeah. here. And he said to me, don't say Aunt, I told you, but they took a bottle of vodka out of your house. And that, my ma had that as a present for someone. And I was like...
And you would have got the blame for that.
I would have... Well, actually, we wouldn't even know it was gone because yeah. I would have been like, nobody took that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Taylor ended up telling me that and I got the vodka back. So I think I had a little soft spot for him since then.
He's obviously such a good lad.
He's... I actually can't stress enough how good he is.
Yeah.
Like, you know when people like boost their boyfriend up and they're like, oh my God, he's great, he's this, he's that, and you're kind of like, yeah, but he's a gobshite. He is not. Anyone I'd say that meets him straight away gets yeah. good energy off him. He's just yeah. like, such a good person.
Well, even that, like, I feel like at that age, boys don't, like, they would never... to tell that their friends done something.
No,
like that.
They so, join in on the joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the fact that he done that, he's obviously a really yes. good lad. Like, has a great nature. Like,
he does. He has such a good heart. So that was when we were like 14, whatever. And then we stopped kind of hanging around with each other. Then we all went about our own ways. And then when we were like 16, we kind of, we'd text back and forth, but it was nothing like that. It was just, you know, like friendly yeah. or whatever. And then we went to Stevens's night 2019 and he was there, and this is actually a mad story. I feel like this was one of them things, you know, like the invisible string.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to, you know, the Grand Social
yeah.
in town, right? We went there and he actually got there before I did with my friends, but they got refused because it was full capacity.
Right.
So we end up staying there in the queue and he left, and you know Diva in at the Red Cow.
Yeah.
Right, so he went out there. I know. So he went out there and I stayed at the Grand Social, but then we didn't end up getting in. Now I was 16 at the time. I can't believe my ma let me out at 16. That is wild. She must have been such trust.
Yeah.
She'll kill me now for saying that. Tussle be texting her, excuse me, send letters to the house. But yeah, so he went out at 16 and I was at Grand Social. He went to Diva, perfect. I'm with my friends. We get up to the top of the queue. No, sorry, we're at full capacity. No one else is getting in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, come on, like, just let us in. No, full capacity. Like, we were that size. What's your yeah. full capacity? We'll squish in.
We'll squish
let
in.
Let us in,
yeah.
please. Thanks very much. They didn't let us in. So I was like, what are we going to do now? Like, it's Stevens' night. We're all dressed yeah. up. The boobies were out. Like, the yeah. tan was on.
You were all ready.
Yeah, we looked in our 20s and yeah. we were 16. So I said, you know what? I'm ringing Taylor. Rang him. Got his number up. Rang him. Where are you? He was like, oh, yeah, we're out in Diva. I was like, all right, yeah, no problem. On my way out. Got a taxi. To be honest, I don't know where I was getting the money from.
Yeah, oh, where are you going?
No, I worked at the time, actually. I was in work a few months. Yeah, sorry.
Right.
So, got a taxi out to the Red Cow from town. I don't know if my man knows that. Yeah, she does know this because she would have killed me at the time.
I don't know if your man.
Oops.
She'll be listening.
She would have killed me if I went out there that yeah. far, right? Not knowing where I was around. So, shouldn't have done that. So, anyone who's listening, don't do that, okay? So, anyways, yeah, went out there in a taxi with my old friend at the time and some other girl that I actually don't even know what her name was. She just got in the taxi with us. We just went out, grand, no problem. Get out there and there was a big, huge queue outside Diva, like huge. So I rang him. I'm like, oh, where are you? And he was like, oh, we're in here, blah, blah, blah. Come around to the fire exit and just get in there.
Come around to the fire exit?
Yeah, getting on. No, I'm joking.
Did you do it?
Yeah, so I walked around like to get in because there was a big queue outside. No one was getting in and I wanted to go inside, like yeah. music and all, you know. So walked around to the fire exit side. I got caught. Of course I got caught, right? Security standing there. He's like, no, like, get out. You're not getting in.
Stop.
I was like, okay. So I said, right, do you know what I'll do? I'll go back around to the queue, try queuing the main queue.
Yeah.
The security comes around, tells the security at the door, see them there to try to get in the, in the fire
bastards,
exit.
Bastards, like.
Don't let them in. So I was like, what are we going to do? So right, we'll just go back to the Grand Social. So me and my old friend at the time and that other girl, whoever
so
she was.
So you paid a taxi out and now you're going back?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
so,
my God.
I don't even know if I paid for it, to be honest. I think the girl that we didn't know paid for it. So thanks for that. But yeah, so we went out. A taxi actually pulled in because the Red Cow Hotel is right beside that.
Yeah.
So a taxi pulled in and we said, are you free? He said, yeah. So we were literally, I had my leg in the taxi and he said, oh, sorry, I'm after getting a call to the hotel. So we were like, you just said you were free. So he said, no, I can't take it. So we closed that door. He went into the hotel. So we walked out onto the main road and we were trying to pull a taxi there and another one pulled in. He pulled off. So I was like, what are we
going
to do?
What's going on?
Turned around to me, right? Who's walking out? My little husband. And baby, where the hell is my husband? He was walking out, stumbling out, Taylor, here he was. And I was like, oh my God, And he was like, are you still here? Suggested they wouldn't let us in. So he ended up getting into a taxi. He was drunk at 16 as well. Yeah. Hustly. Mind your business, no, okay? Watch. We're old people now. And so he gets in the taxi with us and I was like, right, come on. He thought he was going home. And he was like, where are we going? So we're going back to Grand Social. He's like, but it's full capacity. We can't get in there. We're getting in there.
We're getting in.
I want my kids off you. Yeah. So we're going there. We are going there. So we're in the taxi, Grand. We get down. And this is so weird because I feel like you had to kind of be there to see it. But there was nobody, no queue outside the front of the Grand Social. Like everyone was gone. The barriers were up. Like the doors were locked.
Yeah.
We went around to the back of it and there was like a big huge, you know, the big huge black kind of doors?
Yeah.
Like steel doors. It was one of them. I'm not messing. We were standing there. It was pissing rain out. And the doors just opened on its own. We went in. I'm not messing. There was no one behind the door. There was another few girls kind of outside it. And we all just went in. And that was the start of the night. Yeah, we kissed her. That was her first kiss.
Oh.
And then we went out a few, I think it was like a few days after. Because he wasn't really asking me. He thought like, you know, it was just like a friend.
Drunk
a friend's
kiss.
Yeah, like we're just friends, Grant. And then I was texting him and I kind of like, I think I showed him interest. So he was like, yeah, let's kind of continue this. So then I asked him to actually come out. And I was like, oh, so, I kind of said, well, when are you going to ask me to come out?
Yeah.
You know, like, come on, time's ticking now. Mm-hmm. So then I don't really know the first kind, I think it was maybe the start of January, I'll say. And yeah, we went out for the first time, but this was when, like, you were 16, you weren't going on, like, foodie dates or anything like that. We went on walks the first few times. We went on big, long walks. Oh, you wouldn't catch me in a walk now.
And talk. I'll
tell you that. Yeah, but it was good because then you get to know the person better. Yeah. Like you're going on long walks in the lashings around and all.
Yeah.
And he says to me now, remember you used to do that? Never walk anywhere now. But that was how it kind of started. And then we started going to pictures and then lockdown happened.
Oh, so.
So that was like December, the Stevenson's night. We went out like over January and February and then March when we like technically got together then officially.
Oh, lockdown
started. Lockdown happened, so I didn't see him then for like 3 months.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. So
and a lot of relationships I feel didn't survive lockdown. Like I feel like if you survived lockdown then you're good. Like
especially that we were only at the start, like you think that'd just be it, like.
Yeah.
So it was
yeah.
a bit mad that it turned out like that. But then after the lockdown then he was staying in my house and all, like me, I was saying to my mom, like, oh, like, can you start having sleepovers? And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I was 17 at the time. And she was like, no. I was like, I'm not being smart. Probably TMI. But you can have sex outdoors as well.
Yeah.
So either let me do that in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
Or I'll do it in the bush.
That's what I don't understand, right? Even like when parents are like, no, you're not having it. Or no, I'm not letting them sleep together because I don't want them having sex. They're just going to go and do it in a bush.
Okay. Yeah.
I did it. I can confirm I did it. So like, do you want me public indecency or in my own bedroom? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, and she said, okay, you can have a sleepover now.
Did she? Fuck off, Shauna.
She let me. But it worked out well. So we'd stay like once a week for ages. And then, I don't know, I think it was after, it was well after the lockdown. I think I'm going to say 3 years. Now, around this time, 3 years ago, Denny just moved in with me fully.
And that was
it. Just didn't live then.
Yeah.
Like, I think it kind of happened where he stayed for like 2 nights in a row. And I was like, oh, this is great. Like, you have to have 2 sleepovers now. And then he was like, I might stay again tonight. Like, that's all right. Stay it again.
And then
I remember it was like a week for like a full 7 days he had a sleepover. And then he just never went home. He just stayed with me. I was like, this is perfect.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I think that's the way relationships need to be. Like, I don't think it was too soon. We were 3 years in.
Yeah.
Perfect time. And then he started staying. And I'm like, that's what you need to know if you can live with a person.
Oh, for sure.
You need to.
Yeah. Like me and Alex moved in, like people, well, it was a bit, it was his idea, but we were like, I'm not joking. I think after about, he was on the Snoop tour and we were only officially together maybe like 4 months.
Okay.
And then he actually moved in at like 6 months.
Really? So that was soon.
My justification is we were like late 20s, like, you know what I mean? And like, again, you need to know. That's why I'm like, I don't want to have. I don't want to get married before I have a baby because I want to know, can I have a baby with you?
Yes.
And some people would say, well, you should get married and see, can you marry them before you have the baby? But I'm like,
yeah, that actually is true.
Yeah.
That
I'm like, no, because at least I'm left with a lovely baby and not having to get a divorce.
And not taking half your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nuptial agreement. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I think you have to know. Because it's one thing to be with someone. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to live with someone.
It is.
Yeah.
But we actually get on great. Like, I think our situation is like really good.
Yeah.
And we are just besties, so yeah, we just have a ball.
Yeah, you seem
even
like
though
that.
I probably annoy him all the time, and I'm so hyper, and like sometimes he says, take it down a notch.
Yeah.
But no, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't take it down
That's
a notch.
That's just you.
Either you bring it up
bring
a notch
it up.
Or it's staying the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what does the future hold for Shauna? What can we expect to see from you in the next year? Definitely loads of paid brand deals.
Yes.
everybody manifest it right now.
Yes. I actually, do you know what? I've never even properly thought about the next year. I think I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah.
But you know when you feel like a year is for you? I said this in January because me TikTok went for 2 months and I got it back again.
Did it? You got banned like?
No, I didn't get banned. My account was restricted, so it was gone. I had to make a whole separate page. It was a big rigmarole. It was so annoying. But I think when I came back then, I done like a video in January time and I said that like I felt this year was for me. I know that sounds maybe...
What's your star sign?
Aquarius. Are you Aquarius?
Bitch, this is our year. Do you not know this? I'm Aquarius.
What do you mean it's our year?
So this is the year. Oh my God.
See, I'm not into all my star signs that well.
This is our like literal star sign year. Like this is the year of the Aquarius.
Is
it? The year that we are going to prosper and let me look it up. Hold on, Shauna. This is
really?
How you know it's real because you were...
Oh!
2026 for Aquarius.
Better be something good.
It's something to do with like all of our paths are like perfectly aligned this year.
No way.
Yeah.
I'd be running down that path.
It makes so much sense that you're an Aquarius now.
Does it?
Now I get you.
Yeah.
Are you January or February?
February.
I'm a February.
Yeah. Aquarius. Wait, what date?
7th.
I'm the 11th.
Fuck off. That is smart. So 2026 for Aquarius is a transformative, high energy year focused on personal rebirth, major shifts and creative passion driven pursuits. With strong, intense energy in your sign early on, you will feel empowered in your own truth. With a significant solar eclipse on February 17th, forcing a major life reevaluation. So it's like basically this is our year of like transform and change, but like for the better.
Yes.
Girl.
That's why I felt it.
Yeah.
That is why I felt it. And you know why I have such a strong intuition? It actually scares me.
Yeah.
Like I have my intuition to a T. Like I can tell from the minute I meet someone, do I like them?
Yeah.
Do I not like them?
Yeah.
And you can't really kind of come back from it.
Yeah.
I either like you or I don't like you.
That's because you're an Aquarius.
Is it?
Yeah.
I need to read into me, star sign.
Aquariuses are like the most... People would view us as like very airy fairy, but we're actually very in tune.
Oh,
we're more
yes.
in tune than anybody.
And that is so true.
We read people straight away. We know their intentions. We know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get into it because the fact that you knew that,
you're not even into star signs,
but you knew this was your year.
I just knew. I had a weird feeling.
I can't believe you're a February.
That is. I can't believe we're like 4 days away.
Yeah.
What the hell? I can't so believe crazy. That.
And yeah, you should get into star signs.
I'm gonna
understand yourself so much.
Because I never said like any of the other years, like last year when I was still doing social media, I never said like, this is my year. Like I wasn't like, yes, this is it. Whereas this year, I just feel a little, I don't know, a little oomph about it.
That's because it is your year.
I wouldn't like to dislike me, you know.
No.
Because they're just going to see me everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to hate it.
Oh my God, do you know another thing about Aquarius is, right? And this, right? All of my listeners know that this is so true. So Aquariuses are the most karmic sign, right? So
right, what's that?
The universe loves us. And anyone who does us wrong gets really bad karma. So like you do an Aquarius wrong, you're going to crash your car, you're going to lose your job, you're going to end up in prison.
And lose your boyfriend.
Exactly. And that, lads, you's know listening to this, nothing is more true. You have seen people do me wrong and the consequence
of
that.
I actually would love to say, so I can't say a story here because, you know. It's,
Yeah.
Too
no,
obvious.
Me too. I'm like dancing around.
Same. But that is so true.
Yeah.
I couldn't relate to that more than I do now.
Yeah, the universe loves us. We're the universe's favourite sign.
So
they protect us. And if anybody does anything wrong to us, their whole life gets ruined.
So perfect.
That's why I'm like, I sit back. I'm like, keep going.
So everyone nice to me. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You're going to learn all by yourself why you shouldn't have said that. That's my attitude
that's
now.
Great. And I love a bit of karma.
Yeah.
You know when it just comes and bites them in the bum and you're like, that was me.
And have you noticed in your life that if somebody does you wrong, they get their own comeuppance. Nothing to do with you. They get their own.
Yes. Like I wish I could tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after this.
Tell me after.
But like when I say to a T, that's scary.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, Shauna, you need to get
I need to.
Because you honestly, especially for Aquarius, I have never met an Aquarius that is not exactly like Aquariuses are. Like, we are so like...
And I feel like we're very similar.
Yeah, we are.
Like, very. Definitely. And I always kind of thought that when I look at your stuff, I'm like, she's bleeding mad. She's a bit like me. And then now that I'm like face to face, we're, like, the same.
Guys, this has been a whole like adventure now. How
did we just become best friends? Like, what's going on? That's wild.
Yeah. You'll have to tell me the story now. I'm dying.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm dying.
No problem.
Right, Shauna, do you want to give them your socials just in case? I know everybody's going to know you and they're all going to be following me, but just in case.
Yeah, it's Shauna Heaney on TikTok. Heaney is H-E-A-N-E-Y. Everyone thinks it's H-E-A-N-E-Y, Seamus Heaney, the poet. It's not that. Shauna Heaney. And then I think it's the same on Instagram. If not, it might be an underscore between the Shauna underscore Heaney, but something along the lines that you'll find me somewhere.
And I follow her, so she's in my following. Go and look in my following and you'll find her.
Yeah.
And you'll be tagged in the clips.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Perfect, Shauna. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.